Blog Talk Radio.
So wrapped up in the things of the world, we are in bondage. Be free.
My Lord.
Be free.
You put that in a different perspective this time. I like it. Amen.
I'm free. I'm telling
Hallelujah.
You. It is something when you realize that you're free. A lot of times we're so bogged down with the cares of the world that we're not free. But God, the Bible tells us that the Son sets you free.
You are free indeed.
So be free and stay free. You know, not just for today, but tomorrow and the rest of your life. Stay free.
Hey, man, we need to do a show on that. We always, you know, use this, you know, freedom speech. And
yes.
I love it. I love this freedom speech. You know, we need to do a show on this, you know, about being free.
Be free. So many people are worried right now about the president, the election, and everything that's going on.
Why are we so worried? God is in control.
God is in control. You got the whole world in his hand. Be free. Let's rest your...
My God.
Why are we so worried?
I don't know either one of them, I'll be honest with you.
Be free, you are. Welcome.
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 Welcome to the preacher.
And the pastor.
Yes, I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
We are the preacher.
And the pastor.
And we're here to tell you that be free.
Be free. Be free. You know, I do want to say one thing about the presidential election.
Go ahead.
I want to say one thing. Not being biased at all. Pray about who you want to be in the office. And once you prayed about it, you know, just give it all over to God and trust that who you pray for to be in office, you know, they will be there.
Cast your ballot in heaven.
That's right.
Cast your ballot. Right. Did you do that already? Did you pray and cast your ballot?
God know who to put, you know, in the place of commander in chief for this nation.
Jesus.
And there's nothing that, no matter who wins, there's nothing that they can do that's going to keep God from the will of God from showing up in your life.
Amen.
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 But what you got to do, you got to believe that.
Believe that.
How about believing? Welcome again, everyone.
Yes, welcome.
We get excited. Whenever that song comes on, if it's your first time on the show, you know, if it's your first time, you won't know. But if you've been on here before, you know when that song comes on, intro song for the preaching the pastor, be free. She says, I'm free from depression. I'm free. She's free from everything, you know, sickness, everything free, being free because she believes. She's decreed and declared it. We have to learn how to decree and declare over our life, you know, that we are free, that we are healed, that we're delivered. We have to learn that and speak that daily into our life and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's one thing, you know, can you imagine going to the store and paying for your groceries and walking out and leaving it and not receiving it?
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
You know what? That is the very thing why Jesus Christ gave his life for us to be free.
My.
So what are we doing? Amen.
Be free,
that's
amen.
I know they're going,
is that the time to be free? Because are you feeling free right now? Be free, be yourself. Be all that God has called you to be. It's just that song. My husband be waiting for me. You know, he be smiling. He be so excited. Y'all, it's like when you shake a bottle of a champagne or something and just flip open and the end comes and say, be free. I'm free from the And that's me. That's me. I be out there like, But anyway, you all, we're free today. We thank God. You know, we thank God for turnaround. We thank God for the month of October, what all God did in the month of October. Those that believe, those came into agreement. We thank God because God is still moving. You know, stay in that place of trusting God. You're going, well, the month of October was over with. I was on prayer and this and that. Don't stop believing and trusting God. Stay in that place of believing God to do it for you. You know, you planted the seed and just wait for the harvest.
Hallelujah. And
Amen.
Don't think that you are the same like you were before you start praying, because, you know, I feel like I'm just so much more powerful, so much more stronger,
Jesus.
So much knowledgeable. You know, I've opened myself up to be able to receive, you know, from the Holy Spirit to be able to, and God's just pouring things into
Amen.
Me. You know, man, I'm just so glad, you know, that, you know, I took that time to do that, you know, to be in prayer for the amount of time, you know, with y'all in agreement.
Amen.
Most everyone that's on here was, you know, with us in prayer.
Amen. We thank God for you again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we're talking about, the topic today is
the necessary honor.
Do you have honor?
Hallelujah.
One thing about when you get married, you know, one of the vows they say is to honor your wife, your husband, all the days of your life.
Right.
You know, but a lot of times people have lost honor. You know, they don't honor children, don't honor their parents.
Yeah.
Parents don't honor their children. You know, they don't even honor the pastor in the church that's in the pulpit. People don't have honor anymore.
You know, this topic here, you know, me and my wife, you know, the Holy Spirit showed us this, I think, like a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, you know what, we need to talk about that, because this is one of the things that I don't hear preached that much, you know,
honor.
In churches about honor, which is one of the major things, you know, that in the Word of God is honor.
Honor.
Hallelujah.
And one thing we know for sure is honor thy mother and thy father. All the days of your life.
Yes.
Not just when you're a kid. You know, as an adult, you're supposed to honor your, I don't care what your mother has done or your father or what they have done wrong.
Yes.
We are still supposed to honor.
That's right.
We're supposed to.
That's right.
You know, don't get disrespectful and feel like you can say this. But you, I mean, I honor my mother. I do.
Yes.
You know, it's maybe one or two times I've said something because I felt like I was in the right and I need to say something.
Yes.
But at the same time, my mother, because the position she holds as my mother, she deserves honor because she is that. She's my mother. There's no other mother. She is the mother of my life. And so, it ain't nothing that she earned. You know, when she's in a position to receive honor.
Right.
That's not, honor is not something that you earn. You receive honor. Now, you can lose it. You can lose it.
Yeah.
You get a position where there's dishonor, but you're supposed to honor your mother and, you know, high officials. We're going to talk about that.
You know what? I want to let some of the listeners come in and you know,
I definitely want to hear from
on
you.
This one, because you know, this is a great show, you know, to let the listeners come
in. We got Minister Kim, and you know, Kim, she
gonna.
Oh, Kim, you got to speak. You know, she has a word in her mouth all the time. We want to hear. We want to hear from you.
That's right. So get ready, get ready.
Get ready, get ready.
Put on your truth for glasses, put your lenses on. Don't be trying to get on here, beautiful wife, and trying to sugarcoat nothing. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, we're going to keep it respectable, but we need to definitely break this thing down.
Right. We're going to talk about that. We honor, even your friend. Right. You honor your friend. That means you don't go outside of your friendship. That means you don't talk about your friend. You don't sleep with your friend, husband, or wife. Or just being honest. Just honor. Can we honor each other?
Fired up. For the show.
All right. Well, let's pray. Let's pray.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray before we go in. This is a real interesting topic today, and I'm so glad to thank God for you all for tuning in. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. Lord God, we thank you for this set time that you've allowed us to come boldly to the throne of grace, asking and receiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you touch every heart and mind. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now to receive all that you have for us to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we decrease right now that you may have all the increase in us. Oh, God, we come against every hindering spirit right now, every spirit of confusion, every rebellion spirit, every spirit of rejection, we come against you right now. We come against you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every fighting spirit, every spirit of fatigue right now. We come against every spirit of gossip and greed right now. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of condemnation, every spirit of accuser of the brethren right now. We come against every spirit right now that would cause us to operate outside of the Holy Spirit. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you bless every heart and mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace, oh God, that's anew each day. We thank you, Lord God, for this very day and this very time, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a new thing, oh Lord, right now, even on this call today, even in this series and this setting, this segment in the name of Jesus Christ, understanding what honor is, oh God. So Lord, I ask that you bless us all with revelation and knowledge and wisdom, oh God, of your word of honor, oh God, that we may understand it and receive it and apply it to our daily lives, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, allow the scriptures, oh God, that will come forth in this preaching the passage, shall to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be grafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that we will operate in full honor, respect of those, oh God, that you put in position and in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. But Lord, we give you all honor, all praise, and all glory goes to you and all the admiration, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yes, we thank you. We thank you for our mothers and fathers, oh God. We thank you for our brothers and sisters, oh God, our aunts and uncles and cousins and friends near and far, God, all that we're concerned about. Let it all be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for your miracle working power today. Let it be released right now. We pray for a breakthrough in the heaven right now in the name of Jesus Christ. As we operate in honor, oh God, hallelujah to your name, God, and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Once again, we thank you all for being here on the Preaching the Pastor show. As we're talking about honor, this show will examine our honor and why honor is necessary. We will journey through scripture, what the Bible says about honor. Are we operating in honor today? Ask yourself that question. Are you operating on, or have you been dishonorable? And we're going to talk about that today. Y'all, excuse me a little bit. I'm excited. My words are going over each other. And I'm just thanking God for my mother that's here. Hi, welcome, mother, mother, mother. Love you so much. I thank God for you.
Welcome, who's always there.
I honor my mother. I honor you. I love you, Karen Dillard. Sister Dillard, as y'all know my mama. And, you know, she'll just step in when I need her. I honor my mother because she's my mother. And then she's done so much to deserve to be honored and receive recognition for all that she has done, you know, for me. You know, we have Mother's Day once a year, but honor your mothers every day of your life. You know, thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. where do we start at, Pastor? Because honor, that is somewhere where every single person, you know, we think that, you know, that we are honoring each other.
Yeah.
We think that we are honoring God. You know, we think we're honoring, you know, our boss. You know, we think that we honor the police system, the government, and things like that. You know, everyone wants to think they're in that place, but when you look at the Word of God, then you find out that, you know what, I'm not even in that place of honor. Then here comes guilt, and here comes shame. So that's why I say, you know, let's put on these truthful lenses, you know, and, you know, hey, if you find out, you know, because scripture says that you're not in that place of honor, well, that's the reason why, you know, we have scripture is for us to get back into that place where God wants us to be. It is the will of God for our life is to be in honor, you know, to be in honor, you know,
yes,
to honor one another. You know, Jesus Christ, you know, he tells us that, you know, to love one another. So when we looked, when we looked up through scripture, when we looked up that word honor, you know, the first thing that that we wanted to look at, you know, naturally, I wanted to look at honor in the lenses of what the world say honors is, which is, you know, honor me, which is respect. Okay. And you know what? That definition is right. But honor, you know, as far as the Bible is concerned, it means more than respect. So that word, you know, honor, you know, it's more than respect. I found that through scripture that the word honor, you know, it also means, I said it one time, you know, love. It, that word honor means to trust. Honor, you know, means to look up to. It means to show or like to show respect or to show gratitude or to show a loyalty or to show patience. You know, honor, that means to it also means to give, you know, what's owed to a person. So, you know, that word, you know, honor, you know, when you really look at it, it's like we can find ourselves in that place of not honoring each other. We can find ourselves in that place of not honoring, you know, not honoring God, you know, all according to what we're doing, you know, and what we're saying. So, you know, because of that, because of that, you know, honor is definitely necessary. It's necessary, you know, for us, you know, to be in that place of living right, you know, living right. You know, everybody wants to live right, you know, even if you know you're not the best friend, or maybe you're not, you know, the best husband or the best wife, you still want to live right and wanting to live right. So you still want to be in that place of honor, but just maybe you don't know how. So now we didn't already got the ground. So now we didn't tilled up the ground. So I want to ask a question. You know, I want to ask a question. You know, what does honor mean to you? What does honor mean to you? And I want to ask this question, you know, to, you know, some of the listeners that's on here before we even go any farther, because this topic can really get very broad. What does honor mean to you? Put on your truthful lenses. You know that, you know, if you say that means you have to be doing this. And if you're not doing it, you know, just say what it means. Do we have anybody, you know, that want to get in and tell us what honor means to them, Pastor?
Press anybody? 1 if you want to, you know, be a part of this conversation. We want to hear from you tonight. As Pastor's asking questions, we have Minister Rufford that is on the line. So welcome, Minister Kimberly Rufford.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello. How are
you?
Oh, great.
Can you hear me?
Great to have you on the show today.
So what is honor to me? Honor to me is respect, loyalty. It's a feeling of appreciation when I honor my parents. I honor, you know, people that have labored before me. I appreciate them. So, and for honoring my marriage, that means that I'm going to be faithful to my marriage, you know, and my husband had to worry about anything because I honor our marriage. So that means I'm going to be respectful and I'm going to be faithful in it. So it does have different meanings, like you said, Pastor. And all of it boils down to is doing those things that are pleasing in God's eye, you know, even when no one else is around. And one thing I thought about is when the judge walks in and they call the judge the honorable whomever, you stand.
Right.
You do something different.
Right.
You don't treat them like you might treat the bailiff or the guard, the police officer. For some reason, that judge has
position.
A different honor that's showed toward them. So when we honor those that are... Yeah, exactly, because of their position, exactly. And so when you show honor, you're going to do something that's a little different, but it's to show a form of, like you say, gratefulness and respect to that person.
Right.
And also, before I get off here, I just found out I'm going to be a grandma today, so I'm so excited.
Amen. God bless you.
Look at there. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank
so
you.
So obviously, because you said that, someone has given you a grandchild, so they're honoring you by giving you a grandchild.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord, yes. Lord, my heart is desire. Amen. Thank you.
That's
thank you,
honor.
God.
I know you feel that.
Oh, my God. Thank you, God. Amen. Well, I love y'all so much, and I honor you both for your labor before God's people, and keep up the great work.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your
God
input today.
You.
If you're just now tuning in to the preaching, the pastor talk, we're talking about the necessity of honor, you know, and Pastor Manny was asking a question, and we thank Minister Kimberly Rafford for chiming in and giving her, you know, her what she feels like honor is, you know, and she gave one specifically as far as, you know, the judge, when a judge walk in, the honorable judge, and a lot of times it's not so much as that, you know, we, as we come in and say, okay, who is that? But you have to show honor because of the position that they're in. You may walk into a room and they may say, hey, you need to stand because there's so-and-so and so-and-so, you know, and you're trying to figure out why, because of the position that they hold. Even in church, when a pastor comes in, we're supposed to stand for the man of God or the woman of God, showing honor, you know, to the man and woman of God. But they've gotten away from that. Sometimes people don't want to stand up and show honor to the, you know, the man and woman of God these days. There's a lot of dishonor in the church. And we're going to talk about that even more. But I wanted to say that because, you know, Minister Kim, you know, brought to our attention that, you know, even when the judge comes in and says, the honorable judge, showing honor, that all must stand. And even when you go into the court system, because of honor of the system, you can't just come in there any kind of way. You can't come in there with shorts on. You have to honor the system. And so, again, honor is not earned in some situations. It's because of the position that the person is in, is that they automatically receive the honor because of the position that they held or that they hold. And we're going to talk more about how do you lose this honor. But we're going to continue here to talk about, you know, the necessity of honor. If anybody else want to chime in on the topic as we continue to talk about honor, please do so at this time. I don't know if Pastor had anything to say, but I want to say something right here because the Bible says that there are several different groups that we should honor, and we're going to focus on several different ones, but I want to talk about the three that I believe are the most important, you know, for us to become all that God wants us to be. And one is honoring our parents. Honoring our parents. Before I go into it, I'm going to let Pastor continue to say what he was saying, then I'll come back. But I want y'all to think about that. You know, honoring our parents. The Bible tells us to honor our parents. When we look in Exodus 20, verse 12, it tells us that honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, since we do have the truthful lenses on, now, what do we do when we come out of that place of honor? Because remember, we had already said that everyone wants to be in that place where they honor one another. But the thing is, this is the thing. Satan has a strategic way and a very strategic plan of causing confusion or causing division or causing you to come out of that place of honor and enter in that place of dishonor. So let's be truthful about it. Let's be truthful about it. I can't sit here and say that every single word that I've ever said has always been honorable. I'm going to be honest about that. Neither has every single thing that I have done in my life for me to consider it, you know, as being, you know, honorable or in honor. Because, okay, let's just say this here. You know, I asked the Holy Spirit, okay, well, Holy Spirit, you know, show me, you know, what that means to be in honor. Or I asked, you know, to show me what it means to be, you know, dishonorable. And you know what God showed me? God told me just look at, you know, what you used to do or look at some of the things you're doing right now. And if it don't line up with what I taught you, if it don't line up with the word of God, then obviously it must be opposite of what I taught you and opposite of the word of God. And obviously you must be in that place of dishonor. That hit me hard That definitely hit me hard, because I start to think of some things, you know, recently that I have said, about coworkers, employees, some things that I might have even said to my wife. She didn't hear me. I'm glad she didn't hear me, but that's dishonorable. You know, a lot of these things we won't even repeat. We won't repeat these things. And, you know, scripture tells us over here. Now, you just read that scripture where he says, honor your mother and your father, that your days may long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. But I actually have another place, you know, when we're talking about honor, since I was talking about being at the workplace, and it's over here in Romans chapter 13. We'll start here, verse 1-7. And I had to look at me when I read this. Okay, Romans chapter 13, verses 1-7, it says, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. So I said, oh my, okay, so that showed me something right there. The authorities that exist has been established by God. Consequently, consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted.
Yeah.
And those who so will be judged on themselves. Say judgment will be brung upon you. You know, those that don't honor, you know, who God has put in the place of government. We rebelling against, you know, the leaders, you know, the police officers, you know, the chiefs, you know, whoever it is that's in a place of authority. You know, these are people that men and women that God has put in the place. You know, they give their life, you know, and we're rebelling against them. And it says judgment will be rung upon you. Now, this is scripture. This is not something that I'm just saying it's here because, you know, because of the political race. No, I'm saying it's here, you know, the scripture says this. 3 says, for rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. That's what's going on right now. People that you see stuff that people that you see things. I'm gonna put a period right there for a sec. People that you see things. You know, we see a lot of things on social media of injustice, and you know what? You just have some cruel people that's out here. You have some cruel people that's out here, and they would take a life because they think the life is not valuable. So, yes, that is dishonor to the neighborhood. That's dishonor to the families. That's dishonor to every single body that laid eyes on it. But I really have to look at that, you know, from another perspective. If there are government officials that are in your neighborhood, you know, I have to ask myself, why are these government officials in my neighborhood? Is it something that's going on in my neighborhood that's also showing a dishonor to the neighbor? You know, is it crime that's in this neighborhood? Because if there are government officials that's in my neighborhood, what we don't realize is that somebody called them. Somebody sent them. Somebody called them and somebody sent them because of something, you know, that was going on in the neighborhood that should not have been going on there. And that's what this scripture is trying to tell us right here. You know, scripture is telling us that, you know, that rulers, they don't hold any terror against those who do right, but those who do wrong. So now if I'm in a place of where I'm doing wrong, I'm not honoring my mother and my father, you know, who raised me to do right. I'm not honoring, you know, my wife. I'm not honoring the neighbors, you know, by, you know, not allowing crime and all these other things, you know, to be a part of this neighborhood, not allowing, you know, filth and all different kind of stuff to enter this neighborhood. You know, these are governing officials that's right here. Let's go ahead and finish this up, and I'll give it back to you, Pastor. Amen. It says, when you do right, then you will be commended. And it says, for the ones in authority, God has, these are God's servants for your good. But if you do wrong, you know, be afraid of the rulers. It says, do not, because they don't bear their swords for no reason. We'll stop right there. Amen.
Amen. If you just entered into the preaching, the pastor show, we're talking about the necessary of honor. You just understand the breakdown of honor. What does it mean to honor? You know, honor to me means doing the right thing to represent, you know, myself, family, or my company, or whatever I have. So when you are viewed as honorable, you all, people trust the information that you are providing and the actions you are taking. So honor helps define who you are as a person while serving as a guiding light for your growth and character. So people will give you honor because of who you are, because the way that you carry yourself, people will honor you. You know, even when we get to a place, like I was honored last month on the 17th in the ordination service, I was recognized for my work in the community. I was honored because of the character that I possess. And, you know, people honor me and they trust the information I give even here on this platform. And even so, you all, as we're talking about this, of being honored, you know, honor, you know, our husband as wives and, you know, giving that honor to our husband as Minister Kim said, respecting and being loyal, even when he's not around, you know, carrying ourselves in a way that's honorable to our marriage, because we are married, you know, and you want to show honor to your husband, you know, not disrespectful, not talking behind your husband, not going around gossiping or speaking negative or ill words about your spouse, whether it's your wife or your husband. That is showing honor and giving honor to your marriage. And that's one of the vows we take, when you honor, you know, your husband, your wife, all the days of your life, you know, being loyal, being committed, being respectful to the one that God has ordained for you to be in your life. But I wanted to go back to the scripture in Exodus, you all, in Exodus 20:12, was it talking about, you know, the Bible tells us to honor, when the Bible talks about honor, and as I believe the most important is that God wants us to be and wants us to honor as our parents, which is very, very important to us. He gives us parents. Without parents, we cannot be here. Without being in this world, without our mother and father, no matter who they, what they're doing right now, what they've done, we must honor our parents, our mother and our father. Even if we're upset about how they did things or even how they raised us, we still have to give honor even to our elders. So God actually included it in his top 10 in Exodus 20:12. You all, we look at that verse and it says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. It's respect that people have to earn. Honor is a gift. Respect is what we have to earn, but honor is a gift that you give freely. You earn respect, but we give honor. It's a gift, you all, that we give freely. So find ways you can honor your parents or honor those in position, not just because they deserve it, but because it is the right thing to do. So when we look at this scripture, this is the first commandment with a promise attached to it, to live in peace for generations, and the promise that the Israelites would need to respect. And I'm talking, I mean, in Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 12, you all. So to live in peace for generations in the promised land, the Israelites would need to respect authority and build strong families. But what does it mean, you all, to honor parents? So partly it means speaking well of them and politely to them. It also means acting in a way that shows them courtesy and respect, but not to obey them if this means disobedience to God. So it means following their teaching and example of putting God first. So parents have a special place in God's sight. Even those who find it difficult to get along with their parents are still commanded to honor them. So even if you don't get along with your mother, your father, whatever they have done, we still have to honor our parents. And you as a parent, as a mother and a father, your children, you want your children to honor you even when you mess up. So you owe that to your parents. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So I want to be honest about it. I'll be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, you know, me and my wife, you know, we're married, and you know, we see a lot of things, and I, you know, some things, you know, are great, but then there are some things, you know, that are not so great, and I can enter into that place of, you know, saying things or doing things that I know I ain't supposed to say, and here it is. Here it is. Because of honor, I have to come back to that place of being in honor. You know, and the Bible tells us, you know, the Bible tells us that, you know, before honor, you know, there's humility. There's humility, you know, this before honor. You know, and you can find that over here in Psalms 15 and 36. So there are things, you know, that humility is going to bring. Humility is going to bring you in that place of honor. But anyone mm-hmm. that's not, you know, willing to be in that place of humility, and I'm not talking about shame. I'm talking about mm-hmm. humility. That means that we know what humility is. Humility is a person that's humble, a person that's meek, you know, that's walking into yeah. that meekness and that humbleness. Even when you know you are doing right, you know, sometimes, you know, you still, you know, have to have that humility or be in that place of humility. And that shows honor. That shows honor to your Jesus, husband. That shows Jesus. Honor to your wife. Now, Scripture says this mm-hmm. here. This is not just something I'm saying. So this is what Scripture say. And I try to do my best to follow what Scripture say, because I've been in that place to where I just wanted to do how I wanted to do it because I thought it was right. But when it all turned out, what I thought was right was so far from being right. It was wrong, and it had me end up in the doghouse, as my wife said. Mm-hmm. That's right. Had you end up, you know, in the doghouse because, you know, I just wanted to do it how I want.
He has a doghouse, y'all.
That's real quick. Stay out that doghouse. Even pastor, man. That doghouse sometimes. Just stay out of that place. But yeah, the thing that I just wanted to say what I wanted to say, and I just wanted to do what I want to do. Hey, things are going to be dishonorable. Now, my wife, she don't say the profanity words. Thank God she don't say profanity words. But you know, she is a powerful woman of God. She know how to say other words that are not profanity. And they can hit you deep in the heart. And that's because of dishonorable. Proverbs 3. This is one of my favorite scriptures. Here we have a good time. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Trust your Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. See, when you end up in that place where, let's say, the unhonorable shows up, when circumstances shows up, when there's a disagreement or something that shows up, or a word that's or two are said or something that's done that causes mm-hmm. you to be in that place of, I'm not comfortable with you saying that. What do you mean by that? And then, you know, you start picking each other. Then you start saying things, you know, that you know that you ain't being led, but you just saying things just because I'm trying to find out what you're saying, you know, just being dishonorable. See, Proverbs says, you know, don't trust in your words. Don't trust in your words, because your words will lead you astray. Your words will lead you down in a ditch. And guess what? When you get down in that ditch, you know you're down in that ditch. So you're going to try to pull your partner or who it is you're saying, pull them down in the ditch too. You know you done been dishonorable. So now I got to provoke you to be dishonorable too. And see, we would do that with profanity, especially profanity. No one likes for you to use profanity when you're talking to them, because that's a big place of being dishonorable. You're being dishonorable. You know, the Bible tells us to love one another. And anything that's outside of love, we know that it must definitely be in hate. And profanity is not, that's not love when you use profanity. That's not love. Don't talk to each other like that. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to somebody's relationship. I'm talking to somebody, you know, that's having issues in their marriage right now, and they don't know the reason why there's so much anger, why there's so much strife, why there's so much fear, why there's so much things that's going on in their marriage right now. It's because of this thing called dishonor. It's because of this thing called dishonor. Now, we can look at it from the eyelids of respect. You can look at it from the eye lens of respect, but honor does not mean just respect. It means to give to. It means to love. It means to put it first. It means faith. It means trust in. It means to give what's due to them. It means to pay to pay back what you took from them. That's that place, you know, that's called honor. And if you know you're in that place that's being dishonorable, you're doing all manners of things that's inside of your relationship, and you're wondering the reason why you're looking at these papers. Somebody, you're going to sign it on the divorce line. Well, because you came out of that place
for a minute. My Lord.
You came out of that place. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was somebody. I don't know who that's for.
This train is coming through.
Go ahead.
This white train is coming through and it's tearing up some stuff. It's breaking down some walls. You know, I just wanted to get in for a little bit here. You know, we thank God if you've just been tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're talking about the necessary of honor so you all know kind of where we are if you're just not getting in. We thank God for you here, and I hope that it's helping someone tonight. But I want to go back, you know, we're talking about honor. I want to go to John, the book of John, verse 4 and chapter 44. Yeah. It says that, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. And what I wanted to say about that, if you have no honor, you can't receive.
Amen.
If you don't honor, come again?
That's John 4 and 44.
Yes, yes. If you don't have honor for that person that's in that position, you can't receive from that person. Because when we look at this, they couldn't receive their healing. You know, Jesus couldn't because they didn't honor him. He said the prophet. And he was a prophet, you know, he was known as a prophet, you know, for those that didn't receive him. He was a prophet, and he was saying that very few people were able to receive healing because they did not receive him. So the thing is, if you have no honor, you can't receive from that person that's in position, you know, because you don't have no respect, you don't have no love. But when you can honor that person, you can receive what that person has for you in that position. And so I wanted to say that because we're supposed to show honor not only to powerful people in government, but to all those who are in authority over us. So if you play sports, show honor to your coach. If you're a student, show honor to your teacher. If you have a mentor, show honor to them. Honor your boss. I mean, they're in a position. When you're in that position of manager, you want them to show you honor, respect, you know, while you're in that position and receiving from you instructions. So even if you believe deep down in that you're smarter than your boss, and, you know, a lot of times we are, you still need to show that person honor, you know, help them, you know. So maybe you didn't like the boss or whatever today, but before you can learn to be over, you have to learn to be under. So practice being under by showing honor to those people whom God has put over you. So remember, God allows those people to be in positions, and he has all control. He has all power. So even if you're a married woman, I'm a married woman. Many of us here are married women, but you don't particularly like your husband, or maybe he's not the leader that you want him to be, honor him. You still have to honor your husband. Maybe you make more money than he does. Maybe you know a little bit more than him. Maybe you've done more. Maybe you have more experience in certain things. You still have to honor him. God has called the man to be the head of the house and the priest of the home. So you have to honor your husband, okay? Honor your husband. Speaking to me, honor your husband. So if you treat him as ordinary or common, he won't feel empowered to lead your family, But if you honor him, give him the opportunity to rise to the occasion, to become honorable. You know, treat him like he's a man you want him to be, with grace and honor. Help him envision himself as a better man, even if he's not there already. But treat him as he's already there, and he'll come into his own. But you're still supposed to honor him until he gets there, no matter how long it takes. We have to honor our husbands, you all. And I want to say this, and I get back over to you, Pastor. Thank God for y'all for listening and staying on tonight as we're talking about the necessary honor here and honoring what it means and, you know, just opening up and being honest. Like my husband said, when, you know, he has a dollhouse that he goes to, but things are getting better. So, and I was laughing over here like, you got a dollhouse, okay? He don't go to it. He's got one, but he don't ever go to it. I tell him to go to it, but he just did not go to it because he realized his mistake, and he'll come back and say, you know, that I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have did that, you know. So he has one, but he just don't ever go to it. So anyway, third group God calls us to honor is pastors and our church leaders. As I said earlier, a lot of times we don't honor, you know, the men and women of God, even though they operate under sin, they fall short. The Bible says that we all fall short of glory. We all fall short. The Bible tells us that we are to show honor to those who are spiritually instructing and disciplining us, you all. So we got to show honor. The elders who, the Bible says in Timothy 5 and 17, is that the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those work is preaching and teaching.
So giving honor, whether it is due, has tremendous power. Understand it. So when you show honor to those who lead you spiritually, I guarantee that they will take very seriously the role that God has placed them in, if you give them that honor. So since most of us have been raised up in a dishonoring culture, or even nowadays, these kids, they have no honor for them. They just don't have no respect for anyone, no honor for anyone. How can we grow in honor? That's the question. How can we grow in honor, you all? And I just want to look at Romans 12 and 10 like this. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Outdo one another in showing honor, you all. Can we do that? So it's really that simple. Take that verse to heart and not only show honor to other people, but try to outdo one another in showing honor. And what, you know, you say, what does that mean, Pastor? That means that you go out of your way to demonstrate honor to them. I believe once my husband was talking about something one day, and you were saying, bring it back to my memory, how we supposed to, I can't remember what it was you were saying, but we're supposed to outdo each other in that area. What is it that you said? I can't remember that day. You know, do you remember what you said to me? We were talking.
We were talking about love, which is honor, which is honor. We were talking about love, loving like Christ. That's what we were talking about. Loving like Christ. It means outdoing each other in love. You know, when you outdo each other in love,
giving a person the advantage. Giving the person the advantage.
That's right.
Giving somebody the advantage. Yes, giving it an advantage. So, you know, doing that, you know, going out your way to demonstrate honor to them, whether they deserve it or not. And honestly, many won't. So you give it out freely, y'all. Give it out freely. Treat honor like it's the most renewable resource on the planet, you know, the most renewable resource. Giving honor to those, you know, I honor my elders. I honor, you know, my family member. I honor my husband, you know. Even when we get out of that place, get back in that place. Don't stay out of that place of honoring one another. If there are people who take care of your children during the week or while you work, or show them honor. Find out their, you know, their names, learn their birthdays, bring them gifts and cards and, you know, handwriting thank you notes or whatever. I always like to honor my people by giving. You know, honor is giving. So when a person serves you, whether at business or restaurant, make a point to be overly, you know, courteous to them. We do it all the time. Me and my husband showing honor, you know, that they're serving us, and tell them that you appreciate what they do. Offer them some encouragement and a smile. Tip generously. Ask them if there's anything you can, you know, you can pray for them for. If they give you something to pray about, then pray for them, you know, at your church. Single out the people who serve you. You know, thank them. Show them honor. You know, write them a note. Give them some, you know. It's so many ways that you can show honor by giving thanks to those, you know, that are in position, that are doing for you, that are going out that way, that are serving you. Give honor, you all. Learn it, you know, listen closely, outdo each other, lift them up, encourage them, esteem them highly, tell them you value them, and then demonstrate it by your actions. If you might just be surprised to see them grow into what you speak to them in faith. You know, speak into a person greatness. Speaking to them, prosperity, speaking to them, and you just might see that in you honoring them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This thing that's honor, you know what? When you were saying something, Pastor, you know, I really had to look at myself. See, I'm not looking at anybody else. I just want to look at myself. I can honor you while you looking at me, while you watching me. I can honor you. But the same second that you take your eyes off of me, will I still be in that place of honor?
Jesus.
Oh, see, now we talking about in the booth, in the back, you know, around the corner where nobody can see. See, this is that place, you know, where Satan, where he comes in and he ministers to you. I'm talking about, you know, people that have a tendency to try to talk to somebody else's wife, or talk to somebody else's, see, you want to be dishonorable. Hallelujah. When somebody ain't looking. I'm talking about those of us. I ain't talking about nobody, but I'm just talking about those of us. when you walk in the store and you see ain't nobody looking, when you put this roll of toilet paper underneath your shirt and walk out of there, see, that's what I'm talking about. You know, what are you doing when nobody ain't looking? When somebody comes in, you know, and you stand up and you give them honor when they come in, and you put on a good showing, And then time they walk out, you're talking about them like a dog when they walk out. They walk out the front door and you go out the back door talking about them just as bad as if you said all that what you said. You didn't even mean that. I'm talking about being dishonorable. See, you can hide that from me only for a little while. You can hide that from each other only for a little while. But you know what? You can't hide. What you can't hide is what your true feelings are, you know, when they come around. You see, you can't hide that. And neither can't you can't hide that from them for a long time. See, you can't hide that from God at all. Because God see every single thing that you do. He hear every single thing that you say. Be in that place right there of knowing that you can't say nothing, even if it didn't come out of your mouth, even if you thought it in your head, or you just have a feeling in your heart that God already know about it, that you're being dishonorable. And see, and that's a learned behavior. That's a learned behavior. And that's where I wanted to just talk about that right there. That is a learned behavior. See, the reason why we are dishonorable is because of something that was taught to us. Whether whoever taught it to us, whether it came by generation from generation, or whether it came by, you know, we had associated ourselves in agreement with somebody that was dishonorable, and they converted us over there to that place of being dishonorable just like them, and we took that on into the next relationship that we had entered into. See, dishonorable, that comes from somewhere. That comes from somewhere, and most of the time, it comes from somebody. See, we can try to hide all we want, but you can't hide from God. You can't sit here and you might sit here and lie for me for a little bit, but you can't hide. You can't lie to God. The word of God is the way to stay in that place of being honorable. The word of God. And if you know that you're not in the word of God, if you know that, then don't try to say that, you know what, I'm always in that place of being honored when you know you ain't even really picked the Bible up and just try to get in the word of God. So how are you going to say you know what honor is? Thank God for this.
You just can't tune into the preaching of the pastor show. We're talking about the necessity of honor at this time. As we continue here, we have about 8 more minutes. And so I want to say this, which is very important. You know, I'm convinced that the reason our culture is known worldwide as a place of dishonor is that we as a culture have dishonored God. All true honor is born out of a heart surrendered to the King of Kings. When we look at Psalm chapter 22, verse 23, it says, you who fear the Lord, praise him, all you descendants of Jacob, honor him, reverence him, all you descendants of Israel. So our culture tends to treat God as common. We're too familiar with him. We refer to him as, some people I've heard say, the man upstairs or the big guy, or we say things like, Jesus is my homeboy. Jesus is not your homeboy. He is the soon to return. You know, he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega. When he returns, it will be with a sword. He is the righteous one who shed his blood so that we would live. So how would we reference him as the big guy, my homeboy? We don't have honor. People are not honoring him, you know, because if you knew, if you really understood and you believe what he is, there's no way that you would downgrade him in such a way with no honor, with dishonor. So we have to stop treating God as common or ordinary when we're able to see him, hallelujah, when we're able to see him as he is, we'll honor others, not because we want to be good people, but because his name is on our hearts. We're no longer common or ordinary because having his name on us makes us valuable. We have God's autograph written across our hearts just as a great painter would sign his masterpiece. If you're a Christian, if you're saved, you're a Christian, what makes you valuable is the name of Jesus written on your heart because of what he did for us on the cross. Our only reasonable response is to do something with our lives that honors him. So sadly, the Bible describes a truth that is much more common, you all. The Lord says he in Isaiah 29 and 13, you all, when we look at Isaiah 29 and 13, it says, if these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about that. That won't be us. That won't be you. We will not be a generation that gives God only lip service. Instead, we'll show him honor from our hearts. It's because of what he did that we are who we are. We should value others and show them honor, as my husband was saying, and we should help them see that they were valuable enough for Jesus to give his life for them. Understand that, you all. It is important. Living
with honor reminds us of who we really are, who God is, and how much he loves those around us. And when we place our selfish egos on the altar of honor, we become aware of the value that God places on each and every life, including our own life. So you all, honor one another. It's important. Honor your children. Honor your mother. Honor your brother. Honor your husband, your wife. Honor those that are in authority, those that are ahead. Honor them, you know, because one day it may be a transfer where you'll be in the position, and now they need to honor you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what? I was over here in Proverbs chapter 3. And verse 9, and I just can't get away from this right here, scripture, because, you know, this is what the Holy Spirit is.
Yeah, first
so I got to honor God, you know, when he tell me to do this. It says here, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presence shall burst, you know, out with new wine. So now, if I be a minister, or if I be a pastor or a preacher and something, and I get up here, you know, and I deliver that word, but here it is, God is saying, okay, well, you have to let the congregation, you have to let my children know that the reason why there's so many things that's going on in their home or in their lives and relationship, because they're not honoring me, you know, because they're with their first increase. And that means to give unto God first, because he's given all unto you. And if I don't tell you that, and I'm talking about your money that God has blessed you with, I'm talking about that.
Yeah.
If you know you're not doing that, then you get in that place of honoring God with your first increase because he has given you. Whatever, wherever you worship at or whatever it is, wherever you go, make sure you are sowing into the kingdom first, because this is the very thing that you are praying to God for, that no lack come in your home, that you're able to take care of all of your bills and take care of all of your family. See, you want God to take care of your house, but make sure you are taking care of God's house. He just want to know if you're going to trust him with it. He don't need your money. He just want to know if you're going to trust him with your money. Honor God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome those who said just tuning in. We're wrapping up here the last few minutes of the show. We're talking about the necessity of honor. I hope you all enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments at the time, please do so. Press 1. If not, I just want to say this, where you make a decision if you want to comment on the show about what you heard today, well, about what you learned today, and you have any questions, please do so by pressing 1. But I do want to say this as we wrap up here. When we obey God's command to honor all people, we are following our heavenly King and honoring him. Then what happens? Jesus answers in John 12:26, you all, if anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. So first we humble ourselves and give honor and respect. Even those who might appear to be unworthy of honor and respect, the result is this. God gave the highest, the supreme being of the entire universe, will personally bestow honor and glory on those who have obeyed this and other commands. This is God's way. The more we give, the more we receive. The more we honor, we give, the more honor we will also receive. Amen. Tough as it may be, you all, we should make it our aim to honor everyone all the time. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. If you have anything you want to say, food for thought as we wrap up the necessary honor.
For tonight. You know, what a great topic, you know, talking about honor. Yeah. Food for thought for tonight. Renew your mind daily in the word of God, who is Jesus Christ, by being led of the Holy Spirit, who is also Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. God bless you all, and may God keep you. We love you. And can't wait to hear your beautiful voices again. Amen.
You all, thank you all for tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show. Remember, we are here every Thursday at 8 p.m. live. There's a new show that's coming out. I'm so excited. God has given it to me. It's called The Shout. And it's from at 12 p.m. noon at your lunchtime from 12 to 12:30. It's going to be a Holy Ghost filled time. Tune in, tell a friend. Be on Monday. So it's Monday, Monday through Thursday at 12 p.m. noon, midday. I'm looking forward to it. What the Holy Spirit is going to lead on that day. And also, we have intercessory prayer Mondays at 6 a.m. Huh? The Shout. Shout. Hallelujah. So tune in. Tell everybody about it. 12 o'clock prayer, testimony, breakthrough. Hallelujah. I'm just excited. I can't wait. That is Monday here at 845-277-9213 on the Preacher and the Pastor Show. So make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend and be ready on Monday. Sunday service at 2 p.m. at the same platform here, 845-277-9213. We have minister training starting on Tuesday next week. I'm excited about that. Hallelujah. If you haven't received your material yet, please get your material. If not, we have disciple training starting on January 2021. God bless you all. You all take care. We love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it but receive it. Honor. Remember, honor. Honor everyone. Every day at all times. Hallelujah. We love you. God bless you. Love you, babe.
All I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine?